We're moving on now to another book. It's the author and publisher of the Ancient West Wicklow Colouring Storybook. Mairead Kelly joins me on the line. Mairead, a very good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
And I have to say congratulations to you because you just launched your book during the week. How did that go?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, well, actually, I launched the book in February with the West Wicklow Historical Society. And since then, it's been a very busy couple of months with a lot of community interaction, which has been fantastic. It's really after taking legs, and it's been received very well by all of the community here in Baltinglass and West Wicklow.
I have to say it's a lovely book. I had a look at it, and what I like is the mixture of some pictures, there's some lovely writing, and the writing is in Irish and English, and it can really show that you've a real graw for the past and you've a real graw for the area. If people aren't familiar with the book, it's the Ancient West Wicklow Colouring Storybook. Tell us a little bit about it in your own words.
Yeah, so the Colouring Storybook was, I suppose, a very organic project, and it arose from my interest here in the local community and the landscape that surrounds Baltinglass, Kilranala and West Wicklow. We have quite a numerous amount of national monuments in the area, which I suppose are generally unknown by most of us who live here in the community. But over COVID, I got the great opportunity of really trailing through my locality and meeting a lot of community members who really care for these national monuments. And my graw kind of stemmed from that curiosity, wandering around the locality. It's beautiful landscape, very wild, and it's very peaceful. It's really not a very populated area when you get out into the nature landscape. And I would just come home and read up about the history and do some research on it, and I started to have quite a lovely map in my mind then of all that was in our locality, and I started to map it out, and then I connected with other members of the community, and I got a huge amount of input from people who run creative shops, Karen Allison and Crafty Crack. And I also connected with another lovely lady, Cuivinne Sullivan, who works for Kildare Le Gaeilge, and she helped me with all of the translations. So you could be assured that all of the Irish is perfect Irish. And, it really intertwines the land and the language, and how that's really important to our national identity.
Absolutely. I was thinking, a lot of people probably are unaware that the Neck of the Woods was once a hill fort capital of Ireland, and that it has like that Neolithic and Bronze Age sites around it. I mean, there's so much kind of history in the book.
That's right.
And
that's,
I think, right, people will be fascinated by it, and then they can shade in and colour as well. So it has that sort of meditative, contemplative piece in it.
Yeah, it's very mindful. It's kind of mindful mapping is how I kind of considered it when I was drawing it out. And like you say, the heritage in the community is amazing. And we have, I was very lucky to have a contribution from a local archaeologist in the book, Robert Hambidge, who proofed and checked all of my historical references to the artifacts. And then my own knowledge, I'm a mental health nurse myself, so I'm quite interested in, the social background of people. And so I intertwined then the mythology and the folklore of the ancient people, the indigenous people of Ireland, the Tua the Danann, and how they may have lived in this landscape and interacted with these monuments. And, I think kind of incorporating that landscape, the people and the language really paints a very vivid picture of that ancient past that we celebrate here in the locality. The Baltinglass and Kilranala area is famed for being the hill fort capital of Ireland. So what that means is that we have a concentration of 9 hill forts, which is the most in Ireland and I believe Europe in one concentrated area. Yeah.
And it's such a celebration of that, Mairead. And if anybody's listening in and would like to get it, I know it's available in some space and limited places. You might give them a name check there.
Sure. So I have been supporting a lot of local shops, and they've been supporting me in stocking the book. So firstly, in Baltinglass, we have Veronica's Gifts and Cards, PJ O'Reilly's, Centra in Fishers, Moore's in Grange Conn, the Glen Store, O'Keefe's, Hollywood Cafe, the Magic Drum in Blessington, and of course Blessington Tourist Office. So that's, you'll find it all along the N81 basically, in all the rural shops along the way. And actually today I've also launched an online shop for anybody not in the locality and maybe would like to prepare for a visit to the locality.
Give us out there.
It's Inishfall Social Circle sumupstore.com.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're against time there. Mairead Kelly, author and publisher of the Ancient West Wicklow Colouring Storybook.